awarded a massive amount of damages in the Rudy Giuliani defamation case to two former election workers. CBS's Scott McFarlane has the details.
A whopping $148 million judgment from this eight-person Washington, D.C. jury for former Georgia election workers Ruby Freeman and Shay Moss, who emerged triumphantly from this courthouse after the award was given, must be paid by Rudy Giuliani, once known as America's mayor, but found liable for defaming the women for making baseless claims the women flipped votes in 2020.
Giuliani says he will appeal.
I am quite confident when this case gets before a fair tribunal, it'll be reversed so quickly, it'll make your head spin.
An autopsy report was just released in the death of Friends star Matthew Perry.
He died from the acute effects of the drug ketamine. Coronary artery disease contributed to his death as well. The L.A. County Medical Examiner said in the report that Perry also drowned in his jacuzzi, but that was a secondary factor. He was found unresponsive at his home on October 28th. He was 54 years old. Stacy Lynn, CBS News.
Israel's military revealed three hostages were killed by friendly fire in Gaza. White House National Security Council spokesperson John Kirby.
This is not an outcome that anybody wanted to see.
Robert Berger reports on the reaction in Israel.
Israelis are in shock after soldiers shot and killed three hostages in a case of mistaken identity. The incident occurred during a firefight with Hamas gunmen in Gaza City. The army said the hostages were mistaken for terrorists and described the incident as a tragedy. Robert Berger, CBS News, Jerusalem.
Attacks launched by Yemen-based Houthi rebels in the Red Sea are affecting trade. Shipping company Maersk says it's instructed vessels that were supposed to pass through the southern Red Sea to pause their journeys until further notice. Correspondent David Martin from the Pentagon.
The Houthis have said they're going to keep this up as long as the Israeli offensive continues in Gaza. So the U.S. doesn't want to take this job on by itself.
Prince Harry scored a major victory in his lawsuit against a British tabloid. A judge ruled journalists with the Daily Mirror hacked his phone, and he was awarded $180,000. His attorney, David Sherborne.
I hope that the court's findings will serve as a warning to all media organizations who have employed these practices and then similarly lied about them.
On Wall Street, stocks mostly gained. The Dow finished up 56 points. This is CBS News.
The holiday season is right around the corner. Give the gift that's hard to wrap, but easy to give. Give them a steal. Visit your local steel dealer or go to steelusa.com/gift guide.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more Straight Talk. Now you can get a Walmart Plus membership, plus not pay for it, because it's included with Straight Talk wireless plans. You get free delivery with Walmart Plus, plus a Paramount Plus subscription included. Plus, you pay less for gas. That's a lot of pluses.
Only Straight Talk gives you unlimited 5G data and Walmart Plus included on select plans for free.
Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Requires service on Gold or Platinum Unlimited. One offer per eligible account. Paramount Plus Essential Plan only. Separate registration required. Additional terms apply.
Wendy's new breakfast 2 for $3 Biggie Bundles let you create your own delicious combo. Choose from a sausage biscuit, egg and cheese biscuit, small seasoned potatoes, and a medium hot coffee. But it's obvious which combo's the best. Sausage biscuit and small seasoned potatoes. Well, maybe it's the fresh cracked egg and cheese biscuit with a medium hot coffee. Or two savory sausage biscuits. Whichever you pick, you can't go wrong. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's new 2 for $3 Biggie Bundles.
Limited time only. U.S. price and participation may vary. Not valid in a combo. Single item at regular price.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. President Biden is coming back to Wisconsin. The White House says the president will be in Milwaukee on Wednesday to talk about his initiatives to help small businesses. It'll be Biden's third visit to Wisconsin this year, and it's a sign of how important Wisconsin is in next year's presidential race. Biden leads Donald Trump 50-48 in Wisconsin in the latest Marquette poll.
It could cost as much as $1 billion to replace all lead water lines throughout the state of Wisconsin. That's according to new estimates from the State Department of Natural Resources. There are around 150,000 lead service pipes throughout the state and another 229,000 that may have connections made out of lead. While the state did get federal funding to offset the cost, that federal money is only enough to replace around 95,000 lines. I'm Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
News talk and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. For tonight, a cloudy sky, maybe a little drizzle or mist, and lows in the mid-30s. And cloudy for tomorrow with on and off rain showers, highs in the low 40s. A mostly cloudy and slightly breezy day Sunday, near 40 for the high. Sun's back but blustery Monday, high in the mid-20s. It's 42 right now.
Don't search through the phone book for hours looking for help. Don't waste time being transferred from department to department looking for answers. United Way's 211 is there to connect you to the programs and services you need. For non-emergency information and referral services, simply dial 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Free and confidential information and referral is available throughout Central Wisconsin. Dial 211 and get connected and get answers.
The Todd Almost Show.
Dave in Minneapolis.
I'm embarrassed to say it, but I did vote for Trump the first time. But then after January 6th, I could not vote for him because he is.
Have you ever wondered why there's a NASCAR driver statue in this area? It's for Wisconsin Rapids native Dick Trickle. One of the first from the state to make it to the national circuit, Trickle was named the winningest short track driver in history. Along with a statue, he has several races here and across the country named in his honor. For locally grown radio, WFHR, I'm Terry Bond.
Ducking, or excuse me, no, misses. That was Bester on the miss there, excuse me. Haas has the rebound, dribbling it up slowly. 13:46 remaining, a narrow 5-4 North Star lead. Curtis has the ball, top of the key. Curtis is their scoring machine. Good little dish there to Piazzik. And Piazzik gets called for a travel. He was driving to the middle there, trying to get something off from the middle of the paint. Wow, that was a rocket of a pass from Curtis, the quarterback. So Stuckey will inbound to Bester as Zach Fremming comes into the game, as well as Teague Kowalski. And that's Thompson over to Kowalski. Back to Bester. Bester dribbling in traffic. Ball stolen away by Curtis. Here comes Curtis on the North Star. 3-on-2. Curtis spins around. Left-handed layup. No, won't fall. No foul there. Rebound by Fremming. And a nice little dish pass as they head down the floor. That was Bester with his first points. So it's 6-5. Lasers take the lead back. 13 minutes and counting, first half. Haas has it center court. Gives it over to Still in the left wing. And now Curtis has it. Curtis goes to the middle now, closer to the center court. Now Miles has it in the left backcourt. Miles is going to move. Nope. Kicks it over to Piazzik. Piazzik driving. Kicks it over to Still. Still's going to drive, pulls up, and Still gets a nice 12-foot jumper there. His first points of the game, and North Stars take the lead back, 7-6. 12:29 and counting as Stuckey driving to the basket here. Stuckey pulls it up, misses, but is fouled. They're going to call Piazzik on that, I believe. So we wait the call from the official. Yep, that's Piazzik's first, number 22. First team foul. Both teams have one team foul. As you remember, Viome got called for a charge. First free throw from Stuckey, and that's nothing but the bottom of the net. So we are tied at 7. A touchdown apiece. 12:26 remaining. As Thompson comes out. Haven't seen who's checked in yet. And second one will not fall. Knocked away by Kowalski, but can't get it, so it'll be... Now they're saying it's KM's ball, but it's clearly knocked out of bounds. It must have went off a North player. I just don't understand that call. Inbound to Stuckey. Stuckey into the corner to Sobiak in the game now. Sobiak, another dangerous shooter. Ball stolen by Haas. As Fremming tried driving to the basket. Curtis has it now. Curtis back to Haas. To Miles in the right wing. Back to Curtis. Man defense for KM here. 11:58 remaining. It's 7-7 tie. Miles has it left wing, driving to the basket. Nowhere really to go. Good defense there by Kowalski. Haas has it now in the left backcourt. Cross court to Piazek. Looks three, but decides not to. Gives it to Curtis in the corner. Long pass to Still in the other corner. Oh, three-pointer won't go. Sobiak with the rebound. As Stuckey brings it out on the outlet in the left backcourt, guarded by Piazek. He's driving now. Kicks it into the corner to Fremming. Fremming now is going to drive. Kicks it back out to Sobiak. Now into the corner. Back to Kowalski. Now back to Stuckey. Stuckey drives. Nice little spin move. Stuckey. Basket's good and the foul. I didn't think that was going to go in. It seemed like he paused on that. So Stuckey, 1-for-2 at the line already. Gets a chance to get that free throw he missed back. And a three-point play here. 9-7 Lasers and some more substitutions. And this may be the advantage that Kettle Moraine has. They've substituted a lot here, whereas North has not. Fremming goes out, and Bester finally comes out. First free throw from Stuckey, and it's no good. And rebounded by Miles. 11-17 and counting. Long pass. Piazek kicks it back out to Curtis. Curtis, three! A.J. Curtis finally knocks the lid off. And the North Stars have the lead back. 10-9, 11-04 and counting. Into the corner to Sobiak. Sobiak dishes in to McSorley. McSorley has yet to score here. Oh, no, he's got one bucket. McSorley all the way into the corner to Sobiak. Sobiak looking for an open man here. Finally gives it to McSorley. Back to Sobiak for three. Yes, the lefty Sobiak. And it's 12-10 in favor of Kettle Moraine. This is like the fifth or sixth lead change. Miles has it right backcourt for North. Man defense for Kettle Moraine. He goes around a Still pick. Miles still has the ball. Miles kicks it back to Still in the right wing. Still now driving to the basket. Pulls up, and he gets fouled. That's going to be the Frenchman, Viome. His first second-team foul. Still shooting for two. Looking to tie the game, trailing 12-10, 10:21 remaining. Here on WAUK Radio, 101.1 FM, 540 AM. First free throw is good by Still. 3 points for him. The redheaded Still. Patrick Still. Still is still moving to me. And the big man comes in, replacing Curtis. Aiden Faber-Hernandez, 6'6". I'm guessing easily 250, 275. He's a big lad. And he makes his presence known on both sides of the floor. Second free throw's good from Still. 4 for him. And we are knotted up at 12. 10:20 and counting as Viome brings it up. Gets it over to McSorley. McSorley into Sobiak. Now into the corner to Roman Thompson back in the game. McSorley has it now. Left backcourt. Kicks it over to Sobiak. Back into the corner to Stuckey. Stuckey dishes it in down low to Thompson. Thompson kicks it out to McSorley, who drives in. McSorley reverse layup. No good. Oh, Viome had the rebound but couldn't get it in and Still ended up fishing it out to Haas. So a big defensive stand for North here. Looking to break the tie with 9:47 remaining, 12-12. Miles gives over to Piazek, left backcourt. Piazek over to Haas, right backcourt. Now Miles, top of the key. Miles pulls up for three. Ill-advised shot, rebounded by Viome. It's just like kind of an impromptu shot. Now Stuckey drives the basket, right in the layup. Won't fall, but he goes to the line again. That might be Piazek. Let's see. Yep. They get Piazek again for two, so wouldn't be surprised if Coach Redmond goes to the bench. So Stuckey looking to break the tie again for the Lasers here. First one is in and out. Wow. That looked like it was going to fall in. I guess just a little tad too much English. Or someone's got one of those Ocean's 13 remotes for North that kicked the ball out. 12-12. Second free throw from Stuckey, and that's good. And Kettle Moraine back on top. Four points for Stuckey and 50% free throw shooting. Miles gets the ball in, some light pressure in the north backcourt, but they get it across. And the big man has it, Faber Hernandez. He's going to drive here. Double cover now, looking for an... Oh! Goes right to the basket, reverse layup, great play, it's good! What a play by Faber Hernandez. Great patience there as the North Stars get the lead back again. 14-13, 9:02 remaining in this first half. Sobiech into the corner to Bester. Bester to Thompson, who drives in. Now he kicks it out into the corner. Now to the open Viom, in and out. Oh, what a rebound by Miles coming from the other side of the corner to get the rebound away from Thompson. Miles has it into the left backcourt. Kicks it over to Faber Hernandez, the top of the key. Now the little man has it. Jay Knoll, who's checked into the game. He kicks it over to Patrick Still. 8:31 and counting, a 14-13 North lead. Faber Hernandez has it top of the key. He's going to drive in. Kicks it back out to the little man. He's going to drive. He's going to try to put that layup in, and it will not fall. But Faber Hernandez almost gets a hand. He knocks it away, but Kettle Moraine hustles the ball. Good hustle there by Ben Bester. Ball gets back to Bester from Thompson. Bester dishes into McSorley. All the way back out to Thompson. Thompson fakes a jumper. He's going to pull up. No, he kicks it back out to Sobiech in the left wing. Back to Thompson. Again, both teams displaying great patience here with the ball on offense. Bester has it now. He's got kind of a... No, he's going to pull back out. Sobiech looks three, but no, he's dribbling over. Kicks it back to Thompson. He's got an open jumper. And that one goes in and out. So I don't know if there's stats or shots going in and out, but the Lasers lead the conference tonight. Some bad luck. 7:43 remaining. It's still 14-13, Waukesha North. Very much a pitcher's duel here. Good defense we're seeing. Haas has the ball right wing. Gets it into Miles for a long three. Miles, and that one falls in. The biggest lead of the game for either team. And Coach Rickard calls a smart timeout with 7:29. North Stars up by three after Jaden Miles gets his first points of the game. We'll keep it here. As you may hear, some of the youth cheerleaders decked out in ugly Christmas sweaters putting on a show for... These might be the varsity ones. And then we have some youth cheerleaders sitting here next to me on the other side of the floor. So, again, a lot of Christmas and holiday revelry here, holiday spirit here at the Kurt Larson Student Events Center at Waukesha North. You know, and I forgot to ask Vinciano if you'd ever heard of Kurt Larson. Waukesha North grad, who a Big Ten and Rose Bowl champion at Michigan State, all Big Ten at Michigan State, and that fabled 4-3 stunt defense of George Perlis's. And was drafted by the Indianapolis Colts, and then also played for a time with the Packers before retiring. So back in the game is Zach Fleming. He'll inbound to Ben Bester. Bester dribbling up slowly here, facing a man, North defense. Back to Fleming here, left backcourt. He kicks it to McSorley here down low. McSorley, again, gives it to Thompson here on the same side of the lane. Now he kicks it back to McSorley in the corner. McSorley looking. McSorley for three. It's good! As I said, McSorley can do it all. It's now 17-16. North still in the lead. Miles has the ball on the right backcourt. Heavily covered here. He's going to drive this time. Pulls up. Dishes it all the way out to Haas. Now into the corner to Still. Still pulls up. Long jumper. Good! Patrick Still buries a long deuce. Beautiful shot. Back to a four-point North Star lead. 2016. 6:39 and counting in the first half. Viom kicks it back to Bester. Bester spinning around in the paint. Kicks it out to Fleming. Back to McSorley. Top of the key. McSorley to an open Bester. Yes, for three. Ben Bester. And we are knotted up at 19. So 19-all is your score. And a missed shot by Salt ends up in Laser hands, and a backcourt foul called against Miles. It's only his first, but it might have been a frustration.
Your place for this area's news, talk, and sports. We are locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Looking for a reliable, fast, and unlimited internet provider? Look no further than BugTussle. Whether you're streaming, gaming, working, or learning, BugTussle has you covered. BugTussle has continued to serve the rural communities of Wisconsin for over 20 years by providing the most reliable, high-speed internet and excellent local customer service. Call 877-227-0924 or visit btussle.com to get started. BugTussle. We're out there because you're out there.
Dive into the festive spirit with Quality Foods Holiday Seafood Sale, where ocean and holiday delights meet. Elevate your holiday feast with the finest seafood. Succulent shrimp starting at $8.49 a pound. Lobster tails starting at $6.99 each. And don't forget the decadent king crab legs. Quality Foods Seafood Sale has it all. Don't miss out on these treasures from the ocean. Then celebrate with a bounty from the sea. Drop by the Quality Foods locations of Wisconsin Rapids to reel in the savings. More details at qualityfoodswisrapids.com.
You're tuned into your home for the Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
Rebounded by Fleming. I'll let the Bester into the corner to McSorley. Faber-Martinez got great move by McSorley. He kicks it into the corner to an open. Oh, it's off, but what a rebound by Kowalski. And Kowalski is called for the travel. Wow. I don't think he liked the call because there was some contact, like he was going to go up with it. Could have also been a held ball. But as it is, it's North Stars ball, trailing 22-19, 4:53 remaining in the first half. A very tightly, closely played first half. Still will bring it up here on some heavy pressure from Sobiech. Finally gets it across the line. Goes around a pick. And Faber-Martinez looking for a postman. Haas gets it back out. So 15 is a Henry Koopmeiner in for the first time. Still has it in the right backcourt. Pulls up, and he's fouled, going for a shot. It should be a shooting foul there. And that's that aggressive defense we were talking about from both teams. He was challenged. Rickert making a case that there was some physical contact, or there was ball on that contact, and it very well may have been. So into the game now. Braden Phelan for the first time, replacing Kowalski for the Lasers. Inbound to Haas from Still. Left side of the basket. Still Haas into the corner to Faber-Hernandez. He pulls in. Great little move. Gets his own rebound on the miss. Muscles the ball away. Goes up again. It's good. 4 points for Faber-Hernandez. Wow. McSorley into the corner now. Kicks it all the way over to Bester. Ben Bester with another tray. Six for Bester on two threes. It's 25-21. KM's biggest lead now. 3:50 and counting. Curtis now driving to the bucket. No, he pulls it back out. Good little dish there. And he gets called for the travel. That was Koopmeiner. Koopmeiner is only a freshman, but he's 6'4", and he carries a lot of weight too. Maybe not as much as Faber-Hernandez, but it's nice having two big guys like that on the floor. So now Stuckey running the offense here from the right backcourt. 3:34 and counting. KM looking to add to a 25-21 lead here. McSorley has the ball now in the left corner. Kicks it back to Sobiech, top of the key. Now to Stuckey, now into the corner. Back to Bester, top of the key. Bester kicks it back to Stuckey for a long three, and that misses everything. It'll go out of bounds. Good box out by Curtis to assure. And you hear the air ball chant from the North Star student section. All dressed up in their Santa jammies. Long pass to Curtis for three. In and out. But the rebound falls in favor of Hernandez's hand. He puts it in for the bucket. What a play. So it's 25-23, 2:49 remaining in the first half. Lasers have the ball, hanging on to the lead here. A long three, and it's off. Misses everything. That was Phelan. And a scrum for the ball ends up on the floor. Held ball should go to the North Stars, and the ref indicates such. 2:39 remaining, more subs for KM. Piazzik back in for the North Stars. The freshman Vion back in, along with Roman Thompson. Inbound to Haas. Slight pressure from Bester as he crosses the court, the center court line. Into the corner to Piazik, the left corner. Piazik now dribbles. Gets it out to Faber-Hernandez, top of the key. Faber-Hernandez over to Haas. Haas now dribbling towards the center. Into the right wing to A.J. Curtis. Curtis now dribbles. Curtis into Faber-Hernandez. He's going to go in the left-hand layup. It's good! Makes it look so easy. Six for Hernandez. We are tied at 25. Stuckey gives the ball. Long three for McSorley. Yes! Three threes for McSorley. Now has 11 points for the game. It's 28-25 KM with 1:57 left and counting in the first half. Haas dribbles slowly. Gives it to Faber-Hernandez, the right wing. Faber-Hernandez now pulling it again. Kicks it back out to Curtis. Curtis, oh, ball gets stripped away from Curtis on a fake. It's all Stuckey for the easy layup in the bucket. So it's the biggest lead of the game for both teams. 5 points for KM. Faber-Hernandez muscling his way in. He gets fouled. Now he gets called to the travel. 6 points for Stuckey after the layup off for the steal he committed against Curtis. So it's 30-25, 1:30 and counting in the first half. And KM has turned a little bit of a corner here. Let's see if the North Stars can have a good defensive stand here and keep the game close. Stuckey now, beautiful little dish to Vialm. He misses everything, and they're going to call. No, it's out of bounds on KM. Vialm was avoiding the block, and the ball went off the behind the backboard, so it's automatically out of bounds. Curtis inbounds here to Haas, dribbling slowly up with 1:13 and counting, a 30-25 KM lead. Piazik fakes a three, pulls up for a jumper, in and out. Rebounded by McSorley. Outlet to Stuckey. Stuckey taking his time with 1 minute remaining in the first half. And now Roman Thompson has it top of the key. KM looks like they'll play for the last shot. Kicks it over to Stuckey, and we've got a foul on Haas fighting through a pick. Cooper Haas, that's his first. He's lobbying that there was a moving pick there set by Thompson. Or not set by Thompson, I should say. But Stuckey will inbound on the opposite side of the court in front of the student section here. 48.8 seconds. Inbounds it to Thompson. Oh, beautiful little strip by the little man, Kai Ramirez. I had his name wrong earlier. My apologies when he was came off the bench earlier. Inbound to Stuckey. 41 seconds and counting in the first half, a 30-25 KM lead. Gives it to Thompson in the right wing. Thompson into the post there to Bester. Bester pulls it back out to Thompson, top of the key. Into Vialm, who fakes. Vialm drives in for the layup, and it's good. And the foul. I think that'll go against Jake Knoll. Let's see. Yep, they're calling it on Jake Knoll. Kai Ramirez, excuse me. That's his first. 16 foul. And now it's a 7-point KM lead. Biggest lead for both teams. 26 seconds. Soon to be an 8-point lead. And it will not fall. Still with the rebound. So North Stars now playing for the last shot here. 20 seconds remaining. As Coach Redmond barks out some calls. Curtis has it. Left wing. Over to Still. Top of the key. 10 seconds now. Curtis goes around a Coop Miner pick, left by layup. It will not fall. Rebounded, and that'll do it. So KM starts to play, pull away a little bit, leading at the half, 32-25. But what a great half it was. They were double-digit lead changes. And I'm guessing because KM could go deeper into the bench, they had a little bit more gas left in the tank here in the first half to start pulling away. So we will take a one-minute break here at the half with the Lasers of Kettle Moraine leading the North Stars of Waukesha North 32-25. Anya, take it away, please.
As goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Earl Ingram was giving Thanksgiving turkey cooking tips. Apparently, if you use your thumb and...
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news talk and sports is on 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
CBS News Brief. A jury in the Rudy Giuliani defamation case awarded more than $148 million for false accusations against two former Georgia election workers, claiming they helped steal the 2020 presidential election. CBS News legal analyst Jessica Levinson.
I think what we're seeing is defamation law really is standing in as a way to protect people who are harmed by public officials who are engaging in disinformation and misinformation.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says he feels deep sorrow after friendly fire killed three hostages during the country's ground operation in Gaza. Correspondent Natalie Brand.
Three hostages were mistakenly identified as a threat and killed during fighting. The identities released do not include Americans who remain unaccounted for.
And an autopsy shows Friends star Matthew Perry died from acute effects of the anesthetic ketamine. CBS News Brief, I'm Wendy Gillette.
Keep up on the day's news, talk, and sports on Wisconsin's home for locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wegehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The man who made a bomb threat to the state capitol building in 2018 has been sentenced to 3 years in prison. Terrence Grissom sent a letter to the Dane County District Attorney's office at the time saying there was a bomb in then-Governor Scott Walker's office. Grissom pled guilty to the charge earlier this month. Online shoppers should look out for scam artists. Courtney Ann Clam is a fraud expert with AARP Wisconsin. She says it's clear more people need to learn the red flags.
We talk about ads on social media. It's sometimes really difficult to discern if that's real or not. You know, the landscape is always shifting. People are maybe not keeping up as much as they should be on some of those new tactics.
She says only 28% passed a recent AARP quiz about warning signs for shopping and gift card scams. I'm Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. For tonight, a cloudy sky, maybe a little drizzle or mist, and lows in the mid-30s. And cloudy for tomorrow with on and off rain showers, highs in the low 40s. A mostly cloudy and slightly breezy day Sunday, near 40 for the high. Sun's back but blustery Monday, high in the mid-20s. It's 42 right now.
Here's Heather with the weather.
Well, it's beautiful out there, sunny and 75, almost a little chilly in the shade. Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is hot. You've only been parked a short time and it's already 99 degrees in there. Let's not leave children in the back seat while running errands. It only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise, and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. Never leave a child in a car. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
From the home of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news, talk, and sports station.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Anybody who's ever breastfed a child knows that breast milk is liquid gold. Preserve it at all costs.
Oh, that's what Kristen was talking about. Yeah. Freezing it, like pumping, freezing. She's like, I have bricks of it. I'm like, this sounds like a reboot of Breaking Bad. Like, this is.
In the breast
breaking
milk.
Breast. Breaking breast.
Breaking breast. Well done.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Saturdays at 1, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturdays at 1 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
Every day, people begin a difficult and sometimes desperate search for programs that can provide assistance. United Way's 211 is there to connect you to the programs and services you need. For non-emergency information and referral services, call United Way's 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. How do you locate a support group for widows or housing for an elderly parent? United Way's 211 is free and confidential and provides answers to these questions and more. Dial 211 for community information and referrals, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
From Alexander Field to the Central Business District, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
In February.
A very young 78.
Yep. And my wife, when she first met me, she always says, she asked two questions. She says, I know you're a teacher, but what else do you do? And I told her I still play a little baseball.
And, just a little.
And last month, we had the great opportunity to play in Florida and Fort Myers, and I pitched for Cambria out of Minnesota.
Nice.
And I pitched a game on Thursday against Maine.
Wow.
And shut them out. And then they took me out when we were leading 12 to nothing.
Yep.
And then we went to the championship against the San Diego Ironmen, and then I pitched and gave up 300 runs, and we beat them 12-3 for the championship. So it was a thrilling month, and we'll do it again in February back in Fort Myers.
Wow.
And it allowed me the opportunity to play in the home of the Boston Red Sox.
Their spring baseball
spring
home,
facility.
Right?
Yeah. So now I can say I pitched on the same mound that Roger Clemens pitched on.
That's very cool.
That was cool.
That's a great moment. Is how should I say it? Now, when I'm with Al, I feel like I'm sitting next to like Joe Montana or Mean Joe Green, because he's got a lot of championship rings on both hands or on both sets of fingers. Tell us about some of the titles you've won. And most of this is all senior league, right?
Yep. Yeah. Well, I retired from teaching in 2021.
Okay.
And that year we went to Winnipeg, Canada, and we won our first softball championship. So we got a ring for that.
Nice.
Well, then the next year we played in Las Vegas, and there we won the championship again. So I thought it was just something you did every year.
Yeah.
But then I went back and forth for softball and baseball.
Okay.
And so now I've won, 19 rings for softball and 18 rings for baseball. So I'm up to 37.
Wow.
So it's been a good run.
Quite a collection.
I always wanted to be a major league player, but here locally I played for the Waukesha Americans, which was
nice.
A semi-pro team that we won three state championships in 72, 73, and 74. So I don't know how long I can keep going, because I'm going to be 78, but we do have some aches and pains, but we keep moving forward.
Well, and it continues to be fun, right?
Right.
And you remain healthy, so
and,
that's good.
God has blessed me in keeping my body somewhat healthy. And I always say in life, there's five things you got to remember: faith, family, friends, fun, forever.
Yeah.
And those five things have
Love
been
it.
Something I try to live by. And I always tell little kids in school, you should do at least two nice things every day and try to stretch it to 10.
Wow.
My Hall of Fame friend Rocky Blaschke from Brookfield,
nice.
He always says that now.
Good.
So it's been a good ride.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and it's neat. You know, my show tomorrow morning, I have the Swartz brothers, Billy and Julian, and they're part of three generations of Swartzes. And, well, you have like at least two or three generations here. Your daughter Mary Beth, she works in the library still at South. Is that correct?
Right.
And did she go to South, or which high school did she go to?
She went to Waukesha North.
North.
And,
okay.
Ironically, she played for Mr. Schwartz, Mr. Bill Schwartz.
Bill's the father, yeah.
When he was the basketball coach here at Waukesha North.
Wow, that's great.
And so that was quite of accomplishment back there that year. My daughter, Mary Beth, she got the Scholar Athlete Award for the WIAA. So
that's
that was
neat.
Quite of an achievement. We've always had pretty much an athletic family, and that keeps you going.
Sounds great. Well, we're about to start the second half. We have so much more to talk about, Al. We'll have to have you on the show sometime. But here's a T-shirt and a sticker for your car, okay? Thanks again for joining us. And good luck.
It was a pleasure.
Enjoy the second half as we start to...
Okay, it should be
North
a mind
gets
burner.
The inbound. Still has the ball into Miles. Top of the key. You got a new color, Al? You can stick around. Long three in and out by Piazek. But it's rebounded by Haas, by your grandson there, Al. Apple doesn't fall far from the tree. So the ball's knocked out of bounds. Miles will inbound in front of the North Star bench. Still has the ball, top of the key. Now back to Miles. Miles to Piazek, right wing. Curtis in the corner. Dish to Still, knocked away by Bester. They were looking for a... They had a mismatch there with Bester covering Miles. And a good D by Bester, knocking it out of bounds. Haas will inbound. Trouble finding an open man. And he gets it to Miles. Miles now dribbling into the corner to Haas. Haas now dribbling to the top, right back court. Gets it into the corner to Still. Still to Miles, right back court. Miles drives, kicks it all the way back to Piazek. Now to Haas, into the corner to Curtis. In and out. Wow, this rim on the south side of the court has a lid on it. Didn't work well for KM for a big part. Thompson has a right wing. He's driving in on Still. Kicks it back out to a wide open Bester for three. Yes, Ben Bester! That's nine on all on threes. It's now a 10-point KM lead, 16-52. And counting in the second half, Miles has the ball from Haas, top of the key. Miles gets it over to Still. Still for a long three, and he kind of hustled that, but he got fouled there, so he may get three free throws. That looked like Bester who made the contact. We'll confirm the foul here. No, it's number 11. It's going to go against. They're calling it on. No, it had to be Bester. Yeah, they called on Bester. His first. First free throw is good from Still. 7 points for Still. Hasn't hit from three yet, but he's had a couple nice jumpers, and he's 3 for 3 from the line so far. 35-26 in favor of Kettle Moraine. Second free throw is also good. So it turns out to only be two free throws. So it's an 8-point game in favor of Kettle Moraine, 16-41. McSorley has it, gives it to Roman Thompson on the right wing, kicks it into the corner to Bester. Bester travels before dribbling. A good catch there by the official. And with those orange shoes, unique from the rest of the team, it's easy to spot. Full court pressure now from Kettle Moraine as Miles inbounds the ball. Gets it to Haas. Now Kettle Moraine pulls back. No, they're still kind of putting some light pressure on. Haas gets it over. Gives it to Piazek. Piazek now kicks it all the way to Curtis. Shoots it into the corner to Still. Well covered by Bester. Still dribbling in, though. He's got a shot. Oh, it won't fall. Good D by Bester. Outlets it all the way to Stuckey to McSorley. McSorley. Ball gets knocked out beautifully by Curtis. Thought there was some contact, but no call from the official. Good recovery there. Great pass by Stuckey to McSorley. Still made a great move to the basket. Surprised he couldn't put it in. He was really close. Inbound McSorley to Bester. Now to a Stuckey drives, misses. Rebound. Tip missed, but Curtis gets the rebound. And he dribbles out of it, going coast to coast. Nice little dish to Haas. And the basket goes. Haas gets his first points of the game. It's now 35-26, a 6-point game. Good little drive, and that's blocked. Oh, but a foul. Stuckey. This one might go against Piazek here. Let's see. No, it's 12 on Curtis. That's only his first. So Stuckey will shoot two. Stuckey's 50% from the line tonight. 6 points overall. First free throw from Stuckey. And that one's nothing but net. So 7 points for Stuckey, 36-29, 15-53 remaining, second free throw. Kettle Moraine now shooting in the north basket here. And the second one's good from Stuckey, so 8 points for him. 37-29, an 8-point laser lead as Haas dribbles it up under some light pressure from Thompson. Piazek has the ball now, right wing. Piazek dribbles out of trouble there. Gets the ball over to Still, all alone on the left wing. 3-pointer won't go. Bester with the rebound. Kicks it over to Stuckey. Stuckey driving, Kicks it over to Viome. Back to Stuckey. Now to Thompson in the right backcourt. Gives it to McSorley. Over to an open Bester for three. Nets off. And knocked out of bounds by McSorley. Good hustle by McSorley, almost pulling it away from Miles. Miles inbound. And again, some tight full court pressure, but KM lays off. But still has some slight. They kind of reemerge at half court again. Haas all the way to Curtis. Right wing. Curtis is driving in. Kicks it all the way over to Still on the left wing. More like left corner. Dribbles around a pick, then holds back. Kicks it over to Miles. Miles now puts the ball on the floor. Gets it to Still, now on the right wing this time. Still dribbling to his left, now coming back to his right. Goes in. Nice move by Still, and the basket falls. Patrick Still. 10 points for him. A nice little drive. 37-31. KM, 14:50 remaining. Stuckey in the corner. Kicks back out to Bester. Open for three. In and out. And the ball gets knocked out of bounds by Miles. It'll stay here. McSorley was going to grab that and try to put it in, but good job by Miles knocking it away without committing the foul. Looks like Stuckey will inbound it. There's a lot of space here between the baseline and the wall, so you have to travel to get it. There's a little less on the other side, but still a lot of space all around here. Nice little inbound. Thompson gets fouled there. Let's see who the assailant was. It might have been Piazic again. Let's see. I thought I heard 21, but there's no one by that number in the game. Oh, it's 24. That's going to be Still. That's Still's first foul here. Second team foul of the half. Thompson makes the first. That's his first point of the game, according to my records here. 38-31. KM, 14-42. Second free throw from Roman Thompson, the old Roman, 6'4 junior. And that's good, too. So Thompson, 2 for 2 in free throws, 39-31, 14-39, KM. Curtis now gets the ball from Haas. Curtis crosses the half-point line. Goes around to pick from Still. Kicks it back to Haas on the left wing, back to Curtis, top of the key. Make a nice little dish to Thompson for the easy two. Make that 4 points for the Roman. 10-point lead again for KM. 14-10 and counting in the second half. As we see Koopmeyer getting ready to come in. And oh, beautiful layup there by Still. Doing it all on the drive in the paint. 12 points for him. And a carry. The old Danny Ainge called on it was either Stuckey or Bester. So a big break for the North Stars here. Still inbound in front of the laser bench as Viome comes out. And Teague Kowalski comes in. Thompson will come out too. So Sobiak is in. I got to say, these are guys that could start for a lot of other teams. Sobiak gives you a lot of, he can give you some dangerous points. I know he's already got one from three-point land. He's a big guy, too, so he can mix it up in the paint. So Still has the ball, dribbling out of the corner now. He's going to pull in again. Another layup for Still. It's knocked away by Kowalski, and they're calling the foul. And it looks like Kowalski. So Still will go to the line. Yep, that's T. Kowalski. That's only his first. Second team foul. Both teams even on fouls here in the second half. 13:34 remaining, a 41-33 KM lead. First free throw remaining, a 41-33 KM lead. First free throw from Still. And it's good. Nothing but net for Patrick Still. 5 for 5 from the line so far. Looking to make his 14th point of the game here in the second free throw, 41-34. And it's good. Back to a 6-point KM lead, 41-35. North Star staying in it. Because they got the purple and white. I get mixed up with Northwestern here. Kowalski has the ball, dribbles in, kicks it back out to McSorley, guarded by Koopmeyer. McSorley kicks it back out to Bester. Bester in the corner to Sobiak. Sobiak driving, has a lane, knocked away at the last second by Still. Kept in bounds. Back to Sobiak to wide open Bester for three. Yo, in and out. And the ball goes off. KM. And now the other ref is coming in. They may reverse the call. It's going to go back to KM. The other judge supposedly had a better angle. 41-35, 13-07. Stuckey inbounds it to Kowalski, top of the key. Kowalski kicks it back to Bester. Bester dribbling around top of the key, gets it over to a wide open Stuckey, and he misses from three, but a great rebound by Kowalski, and he's fouled going for the rebound.
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
Forget the kitchen chaos and embrace a stress-free celebration. Let Quality Foods in Wisconsin Rapids do the cooking with their complete Christmas ham or prime rib dinners. All you have to do is heat and serve, leaving you more time for making memories and enjoying the holiday spirit. Make this Christmas special with a gift of time and delicious memories. Let Quality Foods do the cooking so you can savor the season. Order your hassle-free holiday meal today from Quality Foods locations in Wisconsin Rapids. More details at qualityfoodswisrapids.com.
Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. News, talk, and sports from Vesper to Plover.
I don't see how Sobiech had much position on that, but they're calling the charge on Miles. That's Miles' second foul, 12-14 remaining. Fourth team foul versus two by the Lasers. Coop Miner will come in for Miles. 12-13 and counting as Stuckey brings it up for the Lasers, leading 41-37. Kicks it over to Sobiech, all the way across court to Stuckey. Driving in, nowhere to go, kicks it out into the corner from the top. Oh, and a beautiful tray by Roman Thompson. The old Roman really coming in alive here. 7 second half points after being scoreless in the first half. Stuckey in trouble in the corner now. He's going to call a timeout there. Smart timeout with the North Stars trailing 43-37 to visiting Kettle Moraine. The Lasers in their visiting Navy uniforms, white fonts, Adidas stripes down the side. Their warm-up pants are like Indiana's, but instead of cream and crimson, it's that Laser gold and Navy. North Stars in their home whites with purple fonts. And that really, they're purple, yeah, purple numbers. The fonts on the north, though, it's that lowercase north that reminds you of the Quebec Nordiques. Although their letters are caps in purple. So, and both teams come out from this timeout. It's it's a 7-point lead here because that was a 3-pointer. 44-37, a 7-point lead with 11:48 remaining. North will inbound. And I believe Haas will be inbounding that. No, still will. Gets it into Coop Miner to Haas. Right backcourt. Guarded heavily by Fremming. Into the corner to Coop Miner. Coop Miner all the way to Still, left backcourt. Still looking to drive to the basket. No, pulls up. Gets it to a wide open Curtis for three. Oh! In and out. Rebound by Fremming, outlet to Stuckey into the corner to Bester. Now drives in, pulls, circles around, gives it back to Stuckey in the corner. Stuckey to Thompson. To Bester, to now back to Stuckey, and here's Thompson driving in. Oh, misses the shot, rebound by Kuhlmeiner. Great rebound, muscling that away from Thompson. Haas gets the outlet, dribbling it up, 11:04 remaining, a 7-point KM lead that North's trying to chip into. Koopheimer has it in the corner. Koopheimer over to Curtis, back to Still, top of the key. Still pulls up for a long three. Yes! Patrick Still is in fuego this half. points for Still. Sobiech, it's 44-39, 5-point Laser lead here. Bester has it. Pulls in for the layup. Oh! They're calling the foul on Curtis. He got a piece of the hand there. Kuhlminer got all ball on the block, but Curtis did get some hand in there, and that'll be two on the senior quarterback, whose younger brother, Connor, according to Coach Vincian, will be succeeding him at the QB helm next fall. First free throw from Bester. In and out! So big miss for Ben. You bet. Now the big man coming in for Piazek, Aiden Faber-Hernandez. We're going to call him AFH from now on. Second free throw from Bester, trying to add to a 44-39 lead. Missed the first. And that one falls in, rolling off the rim of the backboard. So some more substitutions. Fremming and Bester will come out. Viome and Kowalski will come in for the Lasers. Curtis will inbound, full court pressure from KM. Not real heavy, but Curtis will dribble around it. Curtis all the way to Faber, AFH. Haas to Still. Backcourt, Still may look to drive again. Faber Hernandez is going to the basket. Oh, ball gets knocked away, but picked up by Still. Great hustle by Still. Ball gets knocked away. And what a diving tackle. It's going to be a held ball. What hustle by Kowalski. And as Still was diving for it, Kowalski's face got rubbed into the wood. And one of the coaches gets up and shouts his approval to Teague for his hustle. Possession arrow favors KM. There may be a missing contact or something. Refs are checking the floor there. Maybe some sweat. Coach Rickard points it out for the Lasers, looking out for the safety of his boys. 10-11 left in this second half. 45-39 in favor of the Lasers. Stuckey to Sobiak. Back to Stuckey. Roman pulls up. Yes, Roman Thompson, another hot hand. 47-39, 9:55 remaining. Haas has the ball. Gives it over in the right wing to Kuhlminer. Kicks it into Faber-Hernandez. Can't get the handle on it. Kowalski has it. Gives it to Thompson. Gives it to Stuckey. Thompson wants the ball again. Left backcourt. Kicks it over to Kowalski for three. That was front of the rim. A great hustle by Kowalski. Getting the rebound. Kicked out to Thompson. In and out. And another great rebound by Kowalski. The foul is going to be called against, I think that's Still, in frustration. Nobody's boxing out here. I know I'm showing my age, but I don't think any program teaches that. Hey, during these inbound, let's break for quick station identification here on the Waukesha High School Sports Network. Anya, take it away.
You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
And we're back. Kurt Larson, Student Event Center. And both teams take turns on some missed buckets. KM has the ball and a rebound. And now Coach Rickard calls a timeout here with 9:03 remaining. KM leading 47-39. Do the North Stars have some gas in the tank to mount a comeback here? Still plenty of time. They're getting beat on the defensive boards by a very hustling, very aggressive and proactive Laser team. And that's really been a big factor here, denying North Stars a lot of opportunities and obviously creating more for KM. And the hot hands this half for both teams. Roman Thompson getting all 9 points here after being scoreless in the first half. And then Patrick Still, who went to the locker room with 10, now has 19. And all of those, I believe, yeah, 1-3, the rest coming in the paint and at the free throw line. And Still is perfect from the free throw line. 6-for-6 shooting. But I think the key here is so the lineup for North is Miles, essentially the starting lineup. Haas, Miles, Curtis, Still. Some shouting from the student section here. Inbound to Stuckey from Sobiak here. 9 minutes and counting left in the game. A 47-39 KM lead here on WAUK Radio, 101 FM, 540 AM.
Locally grown radio, WFHR programming, is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
So, have you done sports?
Yes.
What about weather?
Done that.
I've got it. The moon.
Hey, everybody. You're listening to James help Seth pick the next theme for this week's Seth Faces the Music. It's on Sundays from 6 to 8 p.m. on locally grown radio, WFHR. The problem is, he's done so many shows already, it's getting tough to find the next group of songs. Don't worry, though. It'll be fine.
Yeah, all right. You got me. I give up.
That's it. The theme for the next Seth Faces the Music will be...
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. A big legal win for a mother and daughter who sued Rudy Giuliani for defamation over accusations made against the former Pole.